All right, Keith. Ready for a little Bill Belichick reaction to the Pats?
Of course I am.
Already a little more there than I expected, to be honest.
I agree.
Wasn't much.
No. But, you know, after week one, they've only won two games. And after the first time they won, it was crickets on Bill's side. So you're like, all right, what's it going to be after the second win? After the week that he probably piled on him the most.
Yeah, no, he still did that thing. Oh, for sure he was piling on the most going into the game. But he still did that thing where he's like, well, this was good, that was good. Jets.
Yeah. But he's in a spot where it was kind of, in a weird way, a win-win for him. Because he still despises the Jets.
Yeah.
And I always thought he wanted to leave the Jets open.
What do you think he hates more?
Right now, the Patriots. That's fresher. I think in the long run, it's still the Jets.
Okay. I also think it's the Patriots. He did throw me for a loop a bit when he took that shot at Woody Johnson the other week, where I'm like, oh, yeah, okay, so the Jets' hatred is still
I thought he might leave the
really
door open
there.
To return there. Yeah. And even he's like, I don't love it, but like I don't have a lot of options, no, so maybe I'll go back.
He hates them so much, he's taking them as a destination off the board.
Yeah, just removed them.
So that's more neck and neck than I thought, but I agree. I think he hates you, the Patriots, more than he hates the Jets these days.
Right now. Right now he does. But this one he could have spun either way because he would have been thrilled. He's like, oh, the Jets lose. You have that. Like, what a joke the Jets are, especially because they kept Robert Saleh and they didn't hire him and whatever else he's mad about from 30 years ago. Or the Patriots lose and he'd be jumping, he'd be tap dancing all over their grave too. So that was a good spot for Bill Belichick to be in.
No, it was. And look, the Jets are just an absolute mess. And you look at the Patriots, you go, how good was that win? How good are either of their wins? You'll take any wins, of course.
I mean, they can't be choosy.
But you look at the teams they beat. Like, the Jets and the Bengals are two teams on paper before the year started. You might have said, they're not going to beat those teams. How are they going to beat Joe Burrow? How are they going to beat Aaron Rodgers?
Can't do it.
And it turns out both those teams are 2-6, same record as the Pats. The Bengals have a third.
No,
I take
Bengals,
that back.
Bengals
I'm
have
sorry.
Three.
They're 3-5. Yeah. Jets are 2-6, but neither team is good. Both teams have massively underachieved, and both teams, the game the Patriots played them, more lost the game than the Patriots won it. Is that fair to say?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. But I think, you know, the Patriots are coming off a 4-win season. They were projected to have...
You'll take any win you can get.
Yeah, exactly.
You just need...
Yeah.
The Patriots need the other team to be complicit. That's all I would say. They're not going to line up and beat anybody. You need the other team to be complicit. The Bengals were. The Jets were.
And that's probably the same thing to be said about 10 or 12 teams in the league, right? Like, they're in that group. There's 10 teams that have one or two wins on the season. So a third of the league is actually in the position the Patriots are. So even though going into last week's game, you could make a case they are the worst team, right? They're the worst team in the league.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, they're one of the worst teams in the league. Like, look at Carolina. Like, look at some of these other...
Look at Tennessee.
Who has 1-6. They have a worse record than the Patriots. They have two quarterbacks who stink, right? they're awful. And they're on a first-year coach, too. You know, it's funny, like, both teams were in a spot where they're like, oh, Mike Vrabel and Bill Belichick aren't the guys. It's like, well, are these guys that you have the right guys? Like, who knows? But, yeah, there's a lot of bad football week to week, and there's a third of the league stinks. At least a third of the league.
Oh, at least. And you're in that third. There's no doubt about it. So here's a question for you. Can the Patriots build off their win against the Jets? And I thought Mike Reese had a very interesting note today. On Tuesdays, he typically does, or maybe even Monday night, kind of does his pickup pieces from watching
Reese's
the
pieces.
Film. Reese's
Spoiler
Pieces.
Spoiler alert, my favorite candy.
Spoiler alert. Going to be there on the tiers at 11:20.
High on the tiers.
So he kind of does his takeaways from film.
Yep.
And he stashed this one in at the end. How do the 2-6 Patriots handle prosperity after being given a victory Monday with no mandatory meetings? And so... I don't know. Mike Reese, I always say this, he's not a bomb thrower. He's not like a hot taker. You know, he very much...
He's also not a super homer, which for some reason he's painted as.
But I'm saying, when he has a criticism, I think it's worth paying attention to.
I agree.
And so Reese goes, how are they going to handle prosperity? How are they going to build off this win?
Yep.
It's Tennessee, and Jerod Mayo comes in. He's got his little handshake with Alex Van Pelt, and he says, take half the week off.
Yeah.
We'll see you on Wednesday. Is that the right approach for this team? And can they build off last week?
So I think it is the right approach because, you know, I remember watching, like, whether it was Hard Knocks in season or just some of the NFL film stuff. And after a big win, there are a lot of times in the locker room, there's a lot of guys sort of like chirping the coach, being like, Wednesday, we'll see you Wednesday, we'll see you Wednesday. And he's like waiting for the coach to say that.
And they're like, yeah!
And they all go crazy.
Yeah,
veterans, rookies, everybody goes crazy for it. And so I think if he hadn't called him soft the week before, he probably wouldn't have done it. But it's the combination.
So it's a make good.
Yeah,
I think it's buying back his locker room.
He's like,
what it
thank
is.
God. Yeah. No, he's like, because he needed it so badly.
Yeah.
So he's like, we have a 6-game losing streak. I called you soft. If we lose to the Jets in the shape that the Jets are in, oh my God. Like, my job might be in trouble. Everybody's job might be in trouble. Like, this is a mess of a season with 9 games to go. So they win the game. I actually think it was the right call. Like, I don't think, honestly, they're going to win or lose on Sunday because they had Monday off. I think it was sort of a, all right, guys, like, I probably shouldn't have called you soft in the media. You at least came out there and played hard. Can we kind of start over together? And I think that's what they're going to do.
So I don't think they're missing out on, like, whatever meetings they do on Monday.
Yeah, like film and stuff.
Yeah, that's not it. It's just the message of, hey, let's throttle back. We won, let's throttle back, yeah. Let's party. We won, let's party. You won your 2nd game of the year against a Jets team that might be a bigger dumpster fire than you are.
I think they are.
So, on the one hand, you can look at it and say, well, Tennessee's really terrible, and it's a winnable game, and if you're ever going to coast on a week, this is a team you could maybe coast against. However, we just illustrated it. The teams you beat are bad. The Bengals are bad. The Jets are bad. And
Titans might be worse.
They are worse,
yeah.
But they needed to be complicit.
Yep.
And you weren't able to beat them. The Jags are bad, Keith. The Jags are worse than the Jets and the Bengals.
Couldn't beat them.
You couldn't beat them.
Nope.
You need the other team to be complicit. And coasting on a week like this, saying, take Monday. It's not about the missed meetings. It's about the message. How do they handle prosperity? This is Reese talking. This isn't me.
No, I get it.
How do they handle it? I don't love the approach.
I look at it the other way. I think he needed to do it. I think he needed to because he screwed up. He stepped in it. And if it was just, you lost 6
okay,
in a row.
Okay, but now you're still paying for him calling the team soft last week?
I think it's sort of a maker. Well, yeah, because I think he kind of owes them. They're the ones that went out there and played and didn't quit and didn't bail on him. And maybe they kind of are thinking it. Maybe they played more for themselves than for him. It's hard to really know. But they won the game. And I think it was so important to Mayo. And he said, all right, I'm gonna do this. So, again, we'll see. Mike Reese might be onto something. And, you know, depending on how they look and all that other stuff. But I think it's actually a better thing. It is a long season. It looked like it was going to be even longer, but they at least snapped that long losing streak. So I don't hate the reward for a win.
A soft team takes off Mondays. That's what a soft team does.
Well,
soft team gets victory Mondays, yeah. And the coach gets bullied around by the players. They're saying, oh, wait, we got Monday off?
They got Monday off.
Okay.
They coach softer than they play.
I'm just saying, that's what a soft team would do.
Yeah.
That doesn't necessarily make it right or wrong. That's what a soft team would do. Take a victory Monday after you just got your first win and snapped a 6-game winning losing streak. You're like, oh, okay, let's throttle back. Let's take a break against a very beatable Tennessee team.
I think a lot of teams take a victory Monday, though, no? You don't think around the league?
I think Bill would give it out periodically.
Yeah, here and there.
You know, I think probably a lot of teams do. I think a lot of teams are probably soft and poorly coached. This might be another one.
Do you think if they had just won and he didn't step in it, he would have given them the Monday off?
I don't know.
Yeah, see,
they gave him a Gatorade bath after he won his first game, Keith. I mean,
that was on the players. That had nothing to do with Mayo.
Every win is like a little party in there.
Yeah, they did get excited. You hear Ty Law this morning. He's like, I'm not really sure why they stormed the field after the. he's like, that was a bit much. He's like, they got really excited about it. And yeah, that's the thing is like they beat a horrible team. They are still a horrible team.
Yep.
They had to win. Last year in the NFL, Carolina won 2 games. That was the worst record in the league. Everybody else won 4 or more. Doesn't mean there was only one bad team or no bad teams, right?
There's like tons of bad teams.
Like you can win 3 or 4 games and be horrible. And that's what I think the Patriots are going to be. But no, I don't look at it as the end of the world. I think this is sort of like, all right, let's sort of refresh. It's the literal midway point of the season. Take the day, come back. And then maybe you'll also see if this works too. Like, it's sort of a trial for Mayo. Like, is the team focused and ready to go for Tennessee? And if they are, maybe they deserve more of these kind of rewards.
If they don't,
then maybe you do have to change your approach.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah. I think we're going to know. I mean, if they come out and they look like they're building off this win, which do you think they'll build off it? 617-779-7937. I thought maybe with Tennessee on the schedule, but I don't like this. If they come out and blow doors, then I'll back off and I'll say, okay, I was wrong about that. If they come out and look flat, I'll wonder if they worked hard enough this week. So you can jump in on that. Are you feeling any better? I think you know my answer based on what we just illustrated.
Nope.
But are you feeling any better about Jerod Mayo? Like it was a real low point last week, and the team responded to a degree. I said all yesterday, I don't want to overstate it. They still were run on by Breece Hall. They still gave up a go-ahead score. They still couldn't run, although they punched in a touchdown at the end of the game, the most important run from a half a yard away. I don't want to go too far with the playing for Mayo thing and answering being called out by Mayo, but they did win, and that speaks to his pull in the room to some degree. They didn't outright check out and quit on him.
Yeah.
Are you feeling any better about Jerod Mayo?
I mean, I think you have to feel slightly better because it's not 1-7 and another loss, and specifically when he says what he says about the team, and then if they just followed that up with a loss, you'd have to feel worse. But, like, I don't feel great. I don't. Nobody in the world is be like, hey, they won now, so whew, like, he's a good coach. Like, I feel great about Drake May.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel great about Jerod Mayo, but that also, the big difference there is before the season started, I felt pretty good about Drake May, and I did not feel all that great about Jerod Mayo. I didn't like the hire.
But hang on. But you feel better about May than when the season started, right?
Yes.
And you feel worse about Mayo than when the season started.
Yeah, but I also didn't feel great about Mayo, my point.
But I agree.
Yeah, I feel a little bit worse, but I also, like, the bar was so low.
The gap has gotten bigger, is my
point. Oh, the gap is widened. Yeah, yeah, like, where if you ask anybody, like, hey, do they have a coach and a quarterback? I'm like, yeah, they got a quarterback. I don't know about the coach. Yeah. I don't know what his thing is. Like, I'll keep going back to that. He's not a offensive genius, clearly, but he's not a defensive genius. Like, when Bill first took over, years and years, like, way before he won Super Bowls as a head coach, even when he was in Cleveland, like, when he was hired in Cleveland, they were like, the guy was the D coordinator for the Giants that won Super Bowl. Like, he was a defensive genius then. And then it sort of morphed into being, like, this all-around head coach. Mayo was the inside linebacker coach for a couple of years on a team that was only good against bad offenses.
Right, thank you. On a team that wasn't really
only
all
beat
that good.
Bad quarterbacks?
Right.
So, but I mean, it doesn't mean that, like, oh, he'll never be good. Like, maybe he will be, but I don't know what his main thing is. And is it motivating the players? Like, I don't know. Pretty hard to tell. Doesn't look like that's the case. Players coach, which is something that even he kind of pushes back on. Last week he certainly didn't feel like a player's coach at all. So yeah, I'm still waiting to see what his thing is. But I don't know how you can feel, even though they got the win, I don't know how you can feel, like, great about Jerod Mayo.
So are you feeling any better about Jerod Mayo? And can the Patriots build off this victory? I don't like the victory Monday they got yesterday.